The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Start the Day at Airway, Northwest London, and it is the 6th of Avav, Av Tov Shein Pei, Monday the 27th of July. And I am Tzvi David Cohen, and I will be speaking to you on the Parsha. Parsha Zoras Chanon. Okay, so again, a very good morning to everybody. It's not unusual to be talking anymore nowadays on Zoom or conference call. That's the norm. That's what we've been doing teaching for a while already, for 3 or 4 months. And quite usual to be talking to a blank screen, seeing myself on the screen. But what I would like to talk to you about today about is this week's Parsha, one particular aspect of the Parsha. But before I do so, there's a thought on Tisha B'Av I want to share with you. I was actually outside my house the other day, taking the rubbish out, as one does, and somebody called me. I turned around and he says to me, "You look so young." And I thought, that's a wonderful compliment. It's a great way to start a day. You know, you look so young, wonderful. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it should be a compliment. I'm not sure how Blessed Nazariah felt when he went on a bus the next day after he appeared not so young anymore and somebody stood up for him. But it's generally accepted to be a compliment. And then the person continued and he says to me, "On that picture for the Torah way, you look so young." So there were my compliments. But yes, in spite of the fact that the graphics haven't changed, but I am the same person and I will be talking to you this morning, starting one very brief thought on Tisha B'Av. And I share this thought with you, not because that was my chosen topic, but because it's such a beautiful idea. It's really such a lovely idea, I just couldn't not share it with you. And that is from the B'nai Soscho. The B'nai Soscho brings from Pinchas of Koritz. And he says as follows. He says when Chazal tell us, in understanding the Pasuk, that when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, our enemies came into the Beis HaMikdosh, they saw the Kruvim. Now, they didn't see the Kruvim on the Orin. The Orin had been hidden, taken, etc., already hidden. And therefore, they saw the Kruvim on the wall. Shlomo HaMelech had engraved or carved onto the wall, painted onto the wall, beautiful Kruvim. And these Kruvim were no different to the ones on the actual Orin. The Kruvim actually moved as by way of Ness, as the ones on the Orin did. As Chazal tell us, Pnei Mishael Ochim, they faced each other at a time of love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael and not Oisim, and Tzayin Yisrael not getting moved away from each other, their faces turned away from each other. But Chazal tell us, when our enemies came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh, they found the Kruvim, Urim Zebazet, they were faced embracing each other, intertwined with each other, as a sign of the great love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And the B'nai Soscho explains and he says that we find something very interesting. Chazal tell us that Mashiach ben David is born on Tisha B'Av, on the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. It's the Yom Tov, Korlai Moed, it's a great Yom Tov. Now, why is it a Yom Tov? Why is Mashiach ben David born on Tisha B'Av? So he says that we find in a marriage that there is usually a love there between the two people, the husband and wife, but that love is not always visible, not always obviously present. However, Chazal tell us that at a time when the husband and wife are parting or going on a journey, separating, going on business, whatever it might be, traveling, not together, then we suddenly see emotions which were not visible the whole time. We see emotion which wasn't present the whole time. Something which wasn't so obvious to us. And it's for that reason Chazal tell us, because that love has now become, that emotion has there become so much to the front, so much to the fore, Chayv Adam Nitkoy Des Yishtoy B'Shal Sheyitzeh L'Derech. Says the B'nai Soscho, this was the Zman of Yetzel Aderech. Klal Yisrael were parting ways with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochol. Yes, it's true, Yimei Nechim Tzoro. But we were leaving the Mokim HaMikdosh. We were leaving the presence of the Shekhinah. We were going on a very, very long, difficult journey. And therefore, whilst in the previous years, perhaps, there was no presence of, we didn't see with intensity anymore the love, the bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at time of departure, the Zivug reached the highest levels, the emotion kaviyachol, which was there between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, was reached its peak. And that's why on a Zivug HaKadosh Hazeh, says Bnei Yisroel, we have the outcome is going to be the Leidas Mashiach Ben David. And that's why we find at that time we have the Kruvim Urim Zeh Bo Zeh. So it's no surprise to us that the Navi refers to Tisha B'Av as a Moed as a Yom Tov. Because although it was the beginning of the Golus, it was a Golus which came about at a time and through a feeling of love to Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael's interest. That was a beautiful thought I came across recently, and I saw it again this morning. I looked at it, and I felt I had to share that with you. But now I'd like to go to a topic on this week's parasha. So a couple of months ago, for those of you that are hearing me, I think it's about 130 days ago, 140 days ago, I'm not quite sure. We started Daf Yemi Sim, and then after that, we started again Brochus, right? Brochus Shabbos. So I walked into a classroom, and as I walk into the classroom, the first thing that's thrown at me after the good morning is, why can't we do Daf Yemi? That's a classroom of girls, high school girls. Why can't we do Daf Yemi? Why can't we learn Gemara? Well, what do you answer to that question? So I answer, of course we can. Why can't we? Let's start Daf Yemi today in class. And I started Daf Yemi with them. What did I thought? I asked them what the first mission is in Shas. The first mission in Gemara is Brochus. Name is called the Shema. And how does the Mishnah tell us when we say Shema? The Mishnah tells us you say Shema. The time when a Kohen can eat Truma. Meaning that if a Kohen has become Tomei, you wait for night, even though there's been Tevila that day to remove the Tumah, there's a residue of that Tumah, and therefore we remain till nighttime. At nighttime, that's when you start, that's when the Kohen can eat Truma again. So too with Kriyat Shema. So I told them, that's the beginning, that's the first Mishnah in Shas. And I said to them, what does Yavlin Ezer write in his Akdomah to his Sefer on that first Mishnah? Why is it when the Tana of the Mishnah wants to teach us the time of Kriyat Shema, he's got to go to Truma? Why can't he tell us the time of Kriyat Shema is night time, morning, what's Tumas Kani got to do with it? Says the Avnei Nezer, the Tana is teaching us a message over here. A Kohen has been to Mikveh, he's got rid of his Tumah. Is he allowed to eat Tumah? He can't. Because the Tumah has left its mark on the Neshama, on the person. The Tumah of that day remains with you the whole day. Says the Tana, Kriya Shema is like your Tumah. You say Kriya Shema in the morning, it's going to be a Kriya Shema that will leave a mark for the whole day. And it will leave a mark for the whole day. You say Kriya Shema at night time. That's going to work for you up until the Kriya Shema the next morning. That's the message of the Mishnah of Tana of the Mishnah. So that was Daf Yomi in our girls' school, in our girls' lesson, straight after Siyum HaShas. Our Daf Yomi didn't continue much beyond that, but that was an important message. And that's what I'm going to be speaking about today. In this week's parasha, we have many amazing psukim. We have the Seresat Dibreis, and we have Kriyat Shema. I'm going to be focusing on Kriyat Shema, which actually the Mishnah Berurah mentions, actually includes in itself also the Seresat Dibreis, but we're focusing on Kriyat Shema. Now, to begin, we need to be thinking about something which comes before Kriyat Shema in the Parsha. And there is a Tane de Be'eliyahu. The Tane de Be'eliyahu brings a question. And he asks, how many Nevi'im are there? The Gemara Megillah asks the same question, and Eliyahu gives the same answer. 48 Nevi'im. There were many, many more Nevi'im, the Gemara tells us, but there were 40 Nevi'im who had the Nevu'ah of Tzuvah L'Dairais, written L'Dairais, 48 great Nevi'im, Shema Nevi'ais, 48 Nevi'im. Why? I'll tell you, why 48? Why not 45? The Mephoshim actually comment why he said 45 as opposed to any other number. But why not 45? Why 46? 47? Why 48? Answers Elion, he says as follows. Do you know why there were 48 Nevi'im? 48 Nevi'im corresponding to the Mem Ches Kinyone HaTorah. See, right? The Mem Ches Kinyone HaTorah, it's a Mishnah Novus. I have the Mishnah for you. Mishnah Novus, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, Omer Ab Yesi. Sorry, wrong Mishnah. Here we go. Mishnah Vav, Gedoyla Torah, Yeser Mina Kahuna. Torah is greater than Kahuna, and it's greater than Malchus. Malchus is Nikne is Beshleshim Alis, the 30 level of sages for one to obtain Malchus. HaKahuna Nikne is Be'esrim Barbo, 24. To obtain, to acquire Torah, one has to have 48 things. Talmud, some of these are lovely and easy, straightforward. Simcha, some are not so easy. Anova, Yiro, Miyotzicho, Miyotzchoik. Oh, 48 different Kinyane HaTorah, ways of acquiring or parts to acquiring Torah. Corresponding to these 48, we have the 48 Nevi'im. What's the connection? This question is raised by the Ori Gedal Yohu. And the Ori Gedal Yohu in a number of places discusses this. One of the places he discusses this is in Purim. And he brings the Gemara in Megillah. Omer Abba Ba'kehano Gedoyle HaTzaras HaTabas. When Haman took the ring and Achshosh removed his ring that moved Klal Yisrael to Tshuva, much more so than the words of rebuke of Memchet Nevi'im and the Sheva Nevi'ot. Says Ori Gedal Yohu, HaMemchet Nevi'im, the 48 Nevi'im, Sha'omdu Lehem LiYisrael, who stood for Klal Yisrael, Heim HaMoyach Shel Klal Yisrael. Memchet is not coincidental. Memchet is Moyach. The brains are Klal Yisrael. The Moyach of Klal Yisrael. What is the Moyach? What are the brains? Sha'al Yodom Hoysa Hashbo'at HaChokma LeKlal Yisrael. Through them we have the Hashbo' of our Torah to Klal Yisrael. The flow of Torah to Klal Yisrael. Through the Nevi'im, we have Mesirus HaTorah, as he says. K'moyish Yisra B'seid HaMesirah, Mishnah Novus. Zekeinim LeNevi'im. We had the Messiah of Torah, Moshe Yeshua, Yeshua LeZekeinim. Zekeinim LeNevi'im. The Nevi'im were an intrinsic link in the chain of the Torah. They are the Moyach HaTorah. They are giving the Torah through the Klal Yisrael. And in as much as we understand that the Nevi'im, the Memchet Nevi'im are part of the chain of the Messiah of Torah to Klal Yisrael, so too the Kinyan HaTorah comes through Memchet Dvarim as well. And he continues and he says, Kalidi HaMemchet Dvarim Nishlam HaMayach Shel Odom, brings perfection to the Mayach of man, to the ability of man to acquire Torah. And he says, a very interesting expression, he says, U'ma'id Ma'unyan, and it is of interest, of much interest. I guess Ori Gedal Yohu says much interest, it means requires further thought. What is the last of the Memchet Dvarim Shel Torah Niknis Behem? Ha'im Edova B'Shem Oimrei. Where do we learn that out from, says the Mishnah? From Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai was the last of the Nevi'im. From the last of the Nevi'im, we have the limud of the last of the Kinyani HaTorah. Because the Kinyani HaTorah are to develop the Moyach of Klal Yisrael, the Hashpah of Torah of Makodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and the Memchet Nevi'im are that pipeline where the Torah comes through to Klal Yisrael. Now, what has that got to do with Shema? So there's another comment from the Ori Gedal Yohu. And Ori Gedal Yohu says something, and it's actually this idea predates Ori Gedal Yohu, but he says as follows. The Ori Gedal Yohu says as follows on Parshas Maaseh. He says, after repeating the Tonet of Eliyahu, the Memchet Nevi'im, the Memchet Kinyani HaTorah, he says, V'chein es so too, Yesh Mem Ches Ori HaLevi'im. There are 48 Ori Miklot, Ori HaLevi'im, Sheheim Mashbi'im Torah LiYisrael. Yoyu Mishpatecho LiYakov. A person who killed Beshoigig went to Iri Miklot. There were 42 Ari Halevim plus another 6, which were the original Ari Miklot, 48 in total. The Ari Halevim, as the Chinuch writes, were places of tremendous Torah. A person went to Ari Miklot, had Chiyus, the Chaybohem. Talmid Shegola Megalin Rabbi Imoi. If a Talmid went to Golus and he needed a particular Rebbe, his whole yeshiva would come with the Ari Miklot, because the true Chiyus of a person came through Torah. That was the purpose of Ari Miklot, the Ari Halevim. So we have Memchet Nevi'im. We have Memchet Kinyani HaTorah, and we have Memchet Ori Miklot. What's the significance? Again, why am I telling you this? We're not discussing Ori Miklot. Ori Miklot do come in this week's Parsha, but why am I mentioning this to you? The answer to this is actually found somewhere else. It's found in the Shem Mishmuel. And the Shem Mishmuel says as follows. And again, it's the Shem Mishmuel on Parsha's Masi. And he says as follows. Be'inyan sheish orei miklot u'mem beis orei halavim. In the matter of the 6 orei miklot and the 42 orei halavim, shekulon koltos, all of them act as cities of refuge. What is the difference between the original 6 cities that were chosen and the additional ones which were added later by Yeshua, the 42? Says the Gemara. The 6 koltos, they act as cities of refuge, bein ledas, bein shelo ledas. Meaning whether you know you're in, a person who has killed accidentally and has gone into the city, and he knows he's in an Ori Miklot, or he does, he's not aware it's an Ori Miklot, he's safe there. No one can harm him. However, the other 42, only Lada'at, if you are aware where you are, you know where you are, then you can. Says the Shem Shemur, an amazing idea. And he says the 6 and the 42 correspond to what? Yeshleima apima shehigadnu kvar, deshis tevin de yechudo. The 6 words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad correspond to the six Ari Miklot, which were set aside initially by Moshe and Yeshua. And the 42 additional Ari Miklot correspond to the 42 words of Ahavtu et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, etc., etc. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this idea that we have 42 Ari Miklot, which link back to the 42 Nevi'im, which tie into the 42 Nevi'im and the Memches Kinyon Ya'atayro, corresponding to the Memches words of Shema, the six of Shema, 42 of Ahavto, explains the Shem Yishmul as follows. And this idea is not only the Shem Yishmul, it predates him, the After Rav writes this, the Nesiv Sholem brings it from the After Rav, many, many Sforim bring this comparison, this idea, the parallel between the two. And he writes as follows. He develops it, the Shem Yishmul, in his own way, his own unique way, very beautifully. And he says as follows. The Hainu meaning, even a sin of which it says in the Torah you are guilty of murder and deserving of death, yesh le tikun bekriyashma. A person can correct that. You can correct it.
Kol halashon.
A sin of which one is deserving of death through kriyashma. Like the Ari Miklot is a kapora, so too also kriyashma is a kapora. And he brings from the Siddha Arizal an idea, and he continues and he explains as follows. There are two ways a person can correct another. You could say two ways in Avodas Hashem. What is the first way? Behamik veYichud Hashem. A person puts his mind to delve into Yichud Hashem. And we're going to think about what that means in this posuk. She'enoid milvadoi. She'enoid milvadoi efezulosoi. Ve'kolachius ve'amitzius heim amitas yimotein. All that exists is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is going to be thinking Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, meaning everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person puts all their efforts into understanding the Yichud Hashem, that's one way of Avedas Hashem, and that's one way to get a kapara for a person's Avedas, because a person is elevating themselves, elevating the world. Alternatively, there is another way. That is through the 42 words of Ehavto, the Avedas Hashem. The Avas Hashem is something developed through Ori HaLevim. The Ori HaLevim, the cities of Torah, were to learned and sung. The Shia Shalavim, Beit HaMikdash. They were the Mishoirim, those who brought great love in the Avas, in the Avedas of Torah. A person who spends time amongst Ori HaLevim and develops the Avas HaTorah, the Avas Hashem, I should say, the Avas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's another way of bringing a person to great levels and kapora for a sin, even of shvichas domim, even something chayv mitzvah. Says the Shem Shmu, Yichud Hashem, to understand fully the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's beyond us. In as much as we try and understand Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we're left with questions, we don't understand the Yemen, the Laila, the Choshech, and the Oir, what's going on in the world, how is it all locked in Hashem, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We only understand a tiny, tiny bit. There's so much we can't. But a person who puts a mind to that, it's called as Bein Ledas, Bein Shalei Ledas. However much you do or don't understand, it brings a person to an aliyah and a person gets forgiveness. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the six Ari Miklot, which act as refuge, whether you know you're there or you don't know you're there. But the 42, the Ari Miklot, which are called as Ledas, only if you know you're there. Avos Hashem, that's expected of all of us. We can understand Avos Hashem. We can relate to Avos Hashem. We look around us, we say the brachas in the morning, we get chibrim, abisharumim, we see the world, we see everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. That's something every person can understand. Ve'inon kol toisel ha'ladah. That is the idea which Hashem Shmuel says, is how we draw the parallel between Ari Miklot and between the words of Kriya Shema, which go back to the Chochmas HaTorah, the Nevi'im, etc. So I saw the Hashem Shmuel, and I was looking around, and I saw then the Nesiv HaSholim, quotes Ayyav Yisrael, who says a very different idea, but also tying the two together. And then I came across from Harav HaGon of Menashe Yisrael Reisman Shlita. We all know Rav Menashe Yisrael Reisman, the Gon from Yerushalayim, and he brought the Ayyav Yisrael, not the same Shmuel, he brought the Ayyav Yisrael, he went through the Mahalach of Ayyav Yisrael after all of them, but he said something from himself. He said he saw this idea, he was very taken by it. So he said that he tried to think a little bit more, to develop it, to go beyond what he had seen in Ayyav Yisrael, in Yavarov. And he says something very interesting struck him. He says, if you read Kriya Shema, there are 25 letters in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. And he says the Sforim write tremendous things about those 25 letters. But he says they are actually corresponding to the 25 letters of the six main Ori Miklot. He says, if you count up the letters in Shema Vahavto, there are 205 letters corresponding to the 205 letters of the Ori Miklot listed in Sefer Yeshua. It's his own idea. 205, I checked it, it depends how you count, but yes, 205 letters. What's interesting, he says, is in the list of Ori Miklot in Yeshua, there's a pasuk missing. I say missing, as all the Meforshim that discuss and bring the Goinim as to where it should be written, should not be written there, but it's written in Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk that's missing with some of those Ori Miklot has a number of letters corresponding to the letters of Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchusei, Le'olam Vaed, which is missing from Kriyas Shema. Isn't that amazing? The parallel of the Shemir Shmuel from the Oiv Yisrael, Yaprov, and Siva Sholem, but he's found it in the number of letters in the Shema Yisrael, in Shema Vohavto, in the Baruch Shem missing. That's a really beautiful book. But now we need to understand what is meant by this Yichud Hashem. What is meant by the Yichud Hashem, this idea of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I'm going to turn back again to an Ur Gedal Yohu. And the Ur Gedal Yohu is on this week's parsha. And he says as follows, he brings the Gemara. I've got to keep track of the time. Hang on. Yeah, we've got not much time, but okay. Says the Ur Gedal Yohu. There is a Gemara in Brochus. Rabbi Yirmi Havi Yosef Kameid Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmi was sitting before Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Chazid Avim Arech Tuv, and he was getting going on his drag, you know, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A long one, a long Marech. Omalei. So he said to him, Kivin Dam Lichtei Lemalo Lemato. You have crowned HaKadosh Baruch Hu up and down, above and below. Ele Dale Bruches HaShemayim. Sulei Tzichas, that's enough, there's no more for you to do. That's a Gemara. See, bring the Bishol. Selante Bishol. Selante says, there are many people who are Mekabu. Chassar was referring to the Gemara, but he said, there are many people who are Mekabu Lemachu Shemayim and Hashem Echad, Echad, up, down, left, and right, back and forth. They forget one thing in the middle. They forget themselves. You know, you're supposed to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch on the world and in yourself, not just on the world. And we'll see perhaps the other way around. He brings the same thing from the Kotzker as well. And then he brings a very interesting question. And he brings the question, Ayur Gedalio brings the question, this week's Pasha, this Chanon. And he brings the background to the question. Shemati Memekoyer Ne'emon. I heard Memekoyer Ne'emon, a question asked by the Rizuna when he was 6 years old to the Baal HaTanya. He says, Rav HaKadosh Merzin, Omer Ratnoi, Shei Ben Shei Shoni, Pogash Barav Baal HaTanya, Veshua Loisei. Now, how did Ayur Gedalio hear this question? Where did he hear it from? So he says, he heard this question as follows. Shemati Ma'isezeh, this is a Chesidsha for everyone who's affiliated. Shemati, for everyone. Shemati mi ma'isezeh, merab Yitzchakol me'amshinov. He told me that his grandfather, the Rav HaKodesh of Varka, Schusa Yogin Aleinu, was by the Rishna. And as he was waiting to go in, the Rishna's son, a young boy, came and said, I've got a kasha to ask you. He said to him, why didn't you ask your great father? He said, my father, you can't go and light this mortal candle from a massive furnace. I can't go to him. So he said he went into the Rishna and he told him. He said to him, this is what your son said to me. He didn't tell me what the question was. I don't know what the question was. This is what he said to him. He said to him, you should know when I was a young boy, I had a question. And I asked that question to the Baal HaTanya. What was the question? He said as follows. The question was, Keshemikabli me'el malchus shemayim, ve'aimrim shema Yisrael Hashem elekeinu Hashem echod, ha'koyel botol eilov yisborach shemoy. Everything is nothing. Efezulosoy. There's nothing. We don't exist beyond, if I can use the expression, the imagination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're nothing. We're a non-entity. There is nothing without the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzei. Hakel Botel Eilov Yisbarach Shemoi. Echad Hainu Einei Nivadoi. So how can we carry on? V'ahavto Es Hashem Elekecho. V'ahavto Is? Me? Who am I? I don't exist even beyond the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can I love a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I don't exist even without the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzei. V'ebinich. That's the question he asks. So he finishes off and he says that if you want to find an answer to this question, right, he says, have a look in the Sefer Tanya, Shara Yichud Ve'emuno, B'nim Yichud Ve'ilo, Yichud Ve'tatoya, Yichud Ve'tayra, he's Marech, he's not going to bring an answer. But he says, the Nekud that is, he's Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, is his Batlus. It reminds me of the story with the rabbi and the maskil. Right, the rabbi and the maskil having a conversation, and the rabbi says to the maskil, I'm jealous of you. What was jealous? We're jealous. He says, you know, you're traditional and I'm traditional. We both say the same thing in the morning. What do we say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Sorry, Maidani Lefanecho Melechai Lekayom Shechazal Tabin Yishmosi Bechem Rabbe Munasecho. We both say Maidani in the morning. But we both run into problems and we say Maidani. You know why? You, as a masculine, you say Maidani Lefanecho Melech. You get stuck on the Lefanecho, on the Melech. Hi, how can I? Who's Melech? Who's Lefanecho? I get stuck before you already. Maidani. Rebinis. Dani. And I'm the one to talk Lefanecho. So that was the question. Who's going to ask the Balatanya? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echod. Oy bazoy vahavto ich bin abadova hita avahavto kodesh baruch hu. It is complete as battles where the vahavto. And this is an idea which is developed by the Nesiv HaShalem. And the Nesiv HaShalem explains to us what's meant by Yichud Hashem. And the Nesiv HaShalem asks the following question. I'm going to read out to you a few words from the Nesiv HaShalem. A few lines. The Nesiv HaShalem says as follows. He asks a very interesting question. He asks as follows. He says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echod. What were we supposed to be thinking at the time? So he says, I saw he said that's a kavanah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echod. I opened the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says so, but Mishnah Berurah says Beiro in Shema is because of Chol Nafshecho. Chol Nafshecho is Mesirus Nefesh. But where in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echod is Mesirus Nefesh? So in the fancy modern Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he's got the bank. He brings Echai Odom. Echai Odom says that you look in the Zoya, Hashem Echod, Kavon Echod is, I think the sacking of Shechita has all the halakas, the things you have to be careful with it. So too, all Mesirus Nefesh. You know, we're imagining the knife of the Shoichit Kaviyachal, and he goes into his very Marachin, has to everything which a person would think about in the context of the serious Nefesh, you have to have Kavanah B'Shem Echot, Shmaitzah Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echot. He finishes off and says, obviously you can't think about it by singing words, you'll mess up the words as you say them, after you've said Akot. Asks Nesiv HaShalem, my eye, where does that come from? The idea of the serious Nefesh is the whole Nafshecho, where does it come from in Hashem Echot? He asks like Rebbe Akiva, the famous story of Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Now, b'shor sheitzius Rebbe Akiva l'ariga, the time the great time of Rebbe Akiva was taken out to be killed. We say it in our kines and Tisha B'av and in Kippur. How you saw kines b'sori b'matzreikas shabazel mikabel olavim b'chushmaim he said Shema at that time, and his talmidim said to him, 'Atkan,' and he says, 'Kol yom all my days I wanted to be mekayim this pasuk.' So you think what pasuk? B'chol nafshecho, but yotzenish mose be'echod. He says." He died when he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Nekinu Hashem Echod, not Bechom Nafshecho. Says the Nesiv HaShalem, that no. He says, Chazal tell us, that Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Tehim Rachu Shemaim, V'Havto is Oil Mitzvah. In Bechom Nafshecho Bechom Edecho, that's Oil Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to a person to give up the life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Shema Yisrael, we're telling us, even, Vos Meintes Zayin Ayid. What is a Yid? What is a Jew? And he says as follows. Kan ksiv haloshin shema Yisrael. Ain't that tzivui? Harei ze hoidoe leYehudi. It make no to Yid. Sheyeda es mehusoy. Know what you are. What is a Sayid? What does it mean to be a Jew? Ki kol ha-mitzvos nitnu leYehudi. Ach mahu Yehudi. That's the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Et leYehudi yeish rak dovor echod. Hashem eleikeinu ve'ein eidnu vadoi. Kol abriel, doi meim semeya, chai, medavir, ein shum, dobo, miuvad, koyak, rotein Hashem, abein izborach shumoi. Ata reis aledas, ein ed miuvadoi. So he says, we cover our eyes. Covering our eyes mean I don't see anything, I'm non-existent, I can't see, you know, you have no sand, you can't see, you also can't be seen. Is, as the saying goes, there's nothing. Hak Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echod is me understanding as a Yid, that there is absolutely nothing. My life is gone. I don't have a life. There is no life without Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Complete is batlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaTzadikim mitech goydel he is batlus shalem LaHashem Yisbarach ha'yitzeh mehagim ledveikas elyeinu b'Hashem Yisbarach ad kalois ha'nefesh. A person who truly understands what it means is batlus to Hashem. That there is no me without Rotzen Hashem, that person will reach such high madregas they would actually come to Mesirus Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that pasuk. That's what's meant by the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echod. And he continues and he says, we say this in the morning and we say it at night, as we said, that We say Shana Yisrael when it comes to a baby being born the night before the Brit Milah, at the Brit Milah, when it comes to the Petira of a person, and every occasion in Jewish life, understand, we don't exist that much in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes back again to the Oiv Yisrael, to the after row of the Ori Miklot. V'apizei Ashleima Maima Maran, al Aposuk, Sheish Ori Miklot, B'Seif HaKadosh Oiv Yisrael, Merumez Sheish HaTeve, Sheb'Aposuk Shema Yisrael, Ori Miklot, Lo Nushon Kol Retzeach, you can do the worst of it. But if a person is truly showing an understanding, recognizing that there is absolutely nothing, ich bin agonist on the rotten of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no me. When Rabbi Akiva says, kol yomai, all my days I wanted to be mekayim, this posuk, it's not a posuk of echol nafshecho v'chol ma'idecho. It's a posuk of echod. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod. There is nothing. One means there's no two. It's not a one that can be cut in half and make two. There is nothing else on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call you on my all my days. I wanted to be able to be me kindness and understand it. It will take me to the highest levels of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I reach that point that there's nothing in the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would I want to now change anything to the Rabbi Kivit Talmidim? That's says the Neshiva Shalom is what Rabbi Kiva was answering. If you want to know Shema Yisrael, where it comes from, the Chayodam writes, you have to be thinking, bring it from the Zaya, you have to be thinking, Bechol Nafshecho, the thoughts of Bechol Nafshecho in the Pasuk of Hashem, or Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod, because this batlus of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod means that my life is non-existent, Lulei Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is just some of the thoughts. There's so much to think about on the Shema Yisrael in this week's parasha. So many beautiful ideas. On Bechol Nafshecho, Bechol Meidecho, the Chidor, if you have time to look up, it has beautiful ideas on Bechol Nafshecho, Bechol Meidecho. There's so many ideas in Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful thought on the Baruch Shem Kaved Machusei Leilam Ved, which we say quietly and how it corresponds to Yesh Meir Abba Mavarach Lo'olam Ulo Mi'amayo. But I'm looking at my clock and we've run out of time. So thank you for listening. I wish you all a very good day, an easy fast, and a pleasant holiday. Thank you.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.